Good morning and welcome to High Arctic Energy Services fourth quarter conference call for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. Your host for today will be Mr. Thomas Alford, President and CEO of High Arctic Energy Services. Mr. Alford, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. You'd be happy to see that we've got a Wednesday morning conference call instead of a Friday night conference call. So we listened to everybody and made the change. Today I'll be providing an update on the press release that we issued last night. Later in the call, Brian Peters, our Chief Financial Officer, will be discussing our financial performance. Before I start, I would be remiss if I didn't congratulate Dale and Brad for agreeing to merge Trican and Canyon in what appears to be a good deal for both companies and the service industry in general. Long overdue for this to start happening, and I would expect that there's more to come, which is a real reflection on the state of our industry. After our formal comments, we'll open the call to answer questions. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that certain information presented today may include forward-looking statements. Such statements reflect High Arctic's current expectations, estimates, projections, and assumptions. These forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance, and they are subject to certain risks which could cause actual performance and financial results to vary materially from those contemplated in the forward-looking statements. For additional information on these risks, please look at our annual information form under the heading of Risk Factors. The fourth quarter was an exciting quarter for us here, as it was the first full quarter of operations for business operations acquired in the Tervita acquisition completed at the end of August. Integration efforts were largely completed during the fourth quarter. Pleased to report that the well servicing operations are in line with our expectations. Our Concord well servicing operations continue to remain one of the industry's leaders in utilization and operating hours, generating just under 23,000 operating hours in the quarter for 39% utilization of our marketed rigs in the quarter. To further expand our business during the quarter, we commenced activities to expand the Concord well servicing operations to Grand Prairie, which allow us to participate in the increasing activity in the Duvernay and Montney resource plays. Through this expansion, we now have six rigs operating out of Grand Prairie. On December 6th, our first rig moved there, which has been, and it's seen good utilization so far in the first quarter. While activity has been positive for our well servicing operations, delays on well completions have negatively impacted demand for our snubbing operations during the quarter, resulting in lower than anticipated activity for our snubbing operations in the fourth quarter. Into that, we read frac and coil shortages, which have delayed the operation and more of a logistics issue than anything, but at the same time, it highlights some of the issues facing us in the business. Pricing remains competitive for all our business lines in Canada. However, increasing shortages of field staff and lack of available equipment to support increasing activity levels is starting to create opportunity for some pricing increases. I've been referencing equipment shortages over the past few months. Ultimately, this will be the issue that drives prices forward for the service industry. However, we are a long way from getting rates back to historic sustainable levels. In Papua New Guinea, rigs 103 and 115 were active on drilling assignments throughout the fourth quarter, with rig 104 commencing drilling operations in November. Rig 116 remains on standby and generated its standby contract rate during the quarter. To date in the first quarter, rig 115 and 104 remain active on their drilling assignments for Antelope 7 and Maruk 1, respectively. Upon completion of its well, we anticipate that rig 115 will be demobilized to Port Moresby, where it's likely to be stacked and remain on standby for the remaining duration of its contract term, which ends in June. Rig 103 completed its drilling assignment in January. It was demobilized to Kiunga, where it's waiting its next assignment. As announced in our February 2nd press release, we extended the contracts of rig 103 and 104 until July 31st, 2017, under similar terms and conditions, and we continue to progress discussions with our customer over longer-term extensions for these contracts. While drilling activity in PNG has declined relative to its peak levels experienced in 2015 and early 2016, PNG continues to hold strong competitive position in the Asian LNG market. This is further bolstered by ExxonMobil's recent announcement of positive drilling results on Maruk as well as the closing of ExxonMobil's takeover of InterOil Corporation in February. Exxon's acquisition of InterOil increases their presence in PNG and provides additional resources to support the expansion of PNG's LNG facilities. The closing of our InterOil transaction, we anticipate to commence discussions with Exxon regarding the contracts for 116 and 115 and Exxon's anticipated drilling programs in the near term. While Exxon's expansion in PNG supports its continued long-term development of PNG's natural gas resources, the current low commodity price environment and resulting economic challenges in PNG may curtail industry activity levels over the very short term and ultimately may result in lower pricing for our contract renewals. We continue to focus our strategy on to balance High Arctic's global business operations by continuing to seek opportunities to position the corporation to benefit from an anticipated recovery in the North American oilfield service sector, while also considering additional markets to leverage our existing international presence and redeploy underutilized assets, rental equipment and the like. With that, I would like now to pass the call over to Brian for to discuss our financial results.
Thanks, Tom. As a result of the full quarter's contribution from our Concord Well Servicing operations acquired in the Tervita acquisition, revenue in the fourth quarter increased 7% to $62 million from $58 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. Contribution from the Tervita acquisition offset lower quarter-over-quarter revenue from our drilling services segment, which experienced lower activity and pricing in the quarter relative to the peak activity levels experienced in the fourth quarter of 2015. Although revenue increased quarter-over-quarter, the lower contribution from our higher-margin drilling services segment resulted in a slight decline in adjusted EBITDA to $18 million in the quarter from $21 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. Consistent with the reduction in adjusted EBITDA, combined with increased depreciation expense related to asset additions over the last couple of years, net earnings declined to $8.4 million from $9.7 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. Adjusted net earnings excludes $900,000 in one-time acquisition costs incurred as part of the Tervita acquisition. For fiscal 2016, revenue was relatively consistent year over year at $208 million versus $210 million in 2015. 4 months of revenue contribution from the Tervita acquisition largely offset the lower drilling activity experienced in PNG, as well as softer activity and pricing for Canadian snubbing and nitrogen operations for the year. Full year contribution from our two owned PNG drilling rigs, combined with proactive cost management, allowed adjusted EBITDA to increase 11% to $71 million for 2016 from $64 million in 2015. Rigs 115 and 116, which are owned by High Arctic, do not incur the rig lease charges incurred on 103, 104, resulting in increased operating margins and greater EBITDA contribution. In addition, Rig 116 generated standby revenue throughout 2016 with minimal operating costs, which resulted in higher operating margins for our drilling services segment. G&A costs remain consistent period over period at 7% of revenue, equating to $4.3 million and $14.8 million in the fourth quarter and year, respectively. G&A costs increased in Canada as a result of the Tervita acquisition. However, these cost increases were largely offset by reduced G&A expenses in PNG due to cost reduction measures in response to the decreased activity experienced there during the year. We exited with $24 million drawn on our debt facilities and $27 million in cash, resulting in no net debt outstanding at the end of the year. Funds provided from operations were just under $60 million for the year, combined with drawings on the corporation's debt facilities and proceeds from the sale of short-term investments were used to finance our $42.8 million Tervita acquisition, as well as $9.6 million in other asset additions during the year. In addition, the corporation returned $17 million to shareholders via $10.5 million in dividends and $6.5 million in share buybacks during the year. With that, I'd like to now turn things back to Tom.
Thanks, Brian. Just concluding, our efforts to diversify High Arctic's business operations, particularly over the last year, are evident in the fourth quarter results. We believe our increased exposure to the Canadian market provides us with further revenue and profit growth opportunities as activity levels in the Western Canadian Sedimentary Basin increase. Early signs of the recovery in the market are beginning to take hold, and the expansion of Concord well servicing operations into Grand Prairie should provide additional growth for the corporation internally. We continue to seek additional opportunities to grow our business operations both in Canada and internationally, and given recent activity in the M&A market, we believe we will be an active participant in that process. That concludes my comments. I'll now turn the conference over to the operator, who will open the line for any questions that you might have.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There are no questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Alford.
Okay. Thanks, guys. No questions. We'll be in our office if you need to talk to us separately. We'll be here all morning, so give us a call if you have anything that you want to discuss. Thank you for attending. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.